Gimel. A Kadi Barnum has Tira Vesechel Atzmoy, Venus Kursa, Lakima Venus Khonas Atzmoy. So the Sechel being the plea to first Kursa Lakim, which I think that's Lashon of the Chavos of Obis, that's how the Rosham Hoshit nowadays, that's how he talks to us. And the Avchanas Atzma, the awareness of how much we're playing a role in the picture, we have to work on being about ourselves. Okay. But you take this wonderful seichel and you stick it into the goof. And the goof hair comes with its own package, and the seichel is mismazik. It sort of combines, mixes with the kerch of the goof, the midrash shaynus. So that Havkonas Atzma, the awareness of myself, becomes greater to the point where that becomes my focus. So we have the Gemara insight. The Gemara says the teaching woman Tara is Kilam Lamda Tiflis, Tiflis being improper behavior for a woman. I'm revolved, not for men also, but okay. My time really as a receiver, I need Chokma Shachanti or Ma. Kimishin is a Chokma Ba'odam, and it was the Imai Armilmis. So, you, I don't know, but the Chokma can become the vehicle to learn how to circumvent and get around and indulge in the physicality. Okay, without getting involved in why that's specifically tied to women. That's not what he's getting involved in right now, but he says this Nakuda that you see the point, the more brings a pasuk to support this idea that the Chacham itself can be the source of a problem. As the person grows in his knowledge, he needs to, as he grows, that comes with that the responsibility to take note of the dangers that the seichel has, and there is this nature of the seichel that tends to focus on itself. So as we move forward talking about these other understandings we're going to develop in the upcoming program, we have to realize, remember this stira. So the awareness of self and the playing, putting oneself into the focus blocks other seeing other things. Climber. In other words, if it's done right, the more you have that awareness, the more the person feels how minute he is compared to that. Right. So I mean, I think it's pretty straightforward with what we've been saying. I think this concept makes a lot of sense. I think what I said in the Shmuz was, we discussed this idea last time a little bit. Last time we touched on a little bit, we touched on a few times ago also. That was this Rabbi Tversky's theory that the Peanuts comic strip is various different versions of low self-esteem. And he's probing the world of low self-esteem. So you have the obvious one is the Charlie Brown of the world who looks himself as a loser. right? Then you have the stupids of the world who go into the world of fantasy to build themselves up, you know. He's just World War One ace, you know. So. Right? You have the Linuses of the world who go to substance abuse. Or some type of, they become addicted to something, right? To give them their feeling of safety. And then you have the Lucys of the world who fill up their emptiness by lording over other people. So many times, and this is, you know, this is a reality which you know, the person's aware of it himself, but the person's also aware of it in the world of Kinnuch. You see it all the time. That the people who are Baalei Gaiva, and you know, they're blustery, etc., it's covering up a lack of self-confidence. So they deal with it by, you know, it's not real. So there's almost a paradox which happens, is the part, the more the person learns, the more a person becomes aware, even if this process happens, that he becomes aware of how small he is, if he can't accept that, he can't make peace with that reality, that he's so small, so then Adarabha, he reacts the other way. He has a lot more ammunition to build himself up, as it were, to fill up that hole in himself, which is called the emptiness, which, what's my value? And so last time, the person's hakara of his value, if the more that he has that clarity, how valuable he is, the more he has no need to lord it over anybody else. So, covet is not being aware of your value, your covet, i.e., you know, how much weight you have. It's not a steer at all to what we're saying over here. It's not an issue of covet, it's an issue of gaiva. Remind me, did I say, let's make this the good of? I don't remember if I said this. You know, that tells Rav one time, I had this aura. Like, that. There's a relationship between a father and a man. They're seated by some asifa, you know. So there's the main rabbanim sitting by the main table, and then there's like, you know, the lesser rabbanim on the out. Right? And then one of the, you know, the people belong to the table comes in, but there's not chairs. He says, so the person who gets up, gives his chair.
That's why the
shochet. Usually is the biggest guttle in the room. Because he's totally comfortable with, I know what I am, I know what I'm not, you know, I don't need to prove to the world that I'm wonderful, you know. But the guy was not sure that, you know, he's like, hey, everybody, I'm on the main table, like, you know, I'm not going to give up and give away my seat. So I said, you know, why do you have it that, you know, when you talk and learning and you get tied into you have difficulty admitting that you're wrong. You come to that card that you're wrong, you know, you can't say it out, like, you know, like, because you've tied all your value into this fight. Your value is so fragile that, you know, if I'm wrong in this fight, there's something wrong with me. And if, therefore, how, he said, what's online right now is not my guy, but what's online right now, it's not the guy, it's just pushing the person's whole value is online. I understand why it's hard to admit. If you're all your value is online, it's very hard to admit it. Right? But that's sad that that's how a person defines himself. They're so insecure in their understanding of how valuable they are that if I lose an argument, people are going to think I'm stupid. They're not going to be mocking me anymore. The reality is that probably 99% of the time that's not true. You know, you're as smart as you are, people know that already. And they know how smart you're not and how smart you are. You know, and this, whether you win or lose this argument, is not going to make a huge difference. Right, you know, well, if this argument and people will know that I'm smart. If I lose it, people will think I'm stupid. If you're stupid, people think you're stupid anyway. If you're smart, people think you're smart anyway. The fact you lost, one of lost, one of Chalikas is irrelevant. But this thought process goes into people's minds. It's like, you feel like they go to the fun houses, you know, they have these mirrors like, and stored images. Especially you feel like you're dealing with people. So to say out, you know, thank you, we have a nice shot. You know, I really appreciate it. Now we know shot, even though it wasn't my shot. Like, you know, but it's not about me. It's about, like, people are so insecure. It's like, you know. And I'm talking from experience. And I couldn't tolerate being wrong. Because being wrong means I've been diminished.
Because the thing is, like, the nature of it all.
So I would fight to the nail, you know. And then if all else fails, you yell. Like, you know. So then the people get scared. My shir says, if all else fails, it says there was once a famous debate between Spinoza and Cardozo. You know? You know what the end of the debate was? It says, Cardozo punched Spinoza in the nose. That was the end of the debate.
Cardozo was a fighter?
No, it's not true. It's a joke.
I don't know who that is. Spinoza, I know.
What?
I don't know who they are. Spinoza is an
artist.
Spinoza was a Jewish.
Kuyper.
Was a Jewish philosopher. Who lived in Amsterdam? Who
was Macharish atheist? Wasn't he the Macharish?
He through his lifetime, slowly but surely, he developed some very interesting heretical theories. Yes.
Well, he was Macharish also.
Macharish, I'm not sure he's Macharish, but he definitely contributed tremendously to that.
And who is Cardozo?
Cardozo was also was a Jewish thinker at the time.
Also.
No, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't, but he wasn't all mainstream 100% either. But you know, he never seemed to get the publicity of the Kira of Spinoza. So. So if you're all as well, she just punched him in the nose.
That's cool, right? Rashi has to learn this.
That's only. So it comes out that to admit that I'm small and I'm nothing, basically, Kodesh Baruch Hu is theoretically should be very easy. It should be very obvious. You know, I'm small and nothing compared to the Torah. I'm small and nothing compared to, you know, the. The Gedolim that I've seen, you know, is directly should be easy, but people find that hard. Okay. Let's just tell you, I'm going to tell the next paragraph, but I'm going to tell you a conversation with yesterday. Somebody asked me, yeah, look, in Russia, there's Shuvah Sefer X who says a certain chumrah, and Russia held that was incorrect. And Russia says, that's not what he meant. You know, he didn't mean the way you're saying it over that he meant, you know, that X, Y, and Z, because that's not true. It's, you know, he meant A, B, and C, and therefore he agrees with Michael. Probably she looked at the paper, it sounds like X, Y, and Z pretty straight, you know, forward, you know, Russia. Like, so somebody came to the answer, they said, you know, he said, obviously Russia didn't have the safer. Had he seen the safer, he would have said differently. I said, no. No. He said, what Rebbe saying? He said, Ramosha's clarity of understanding was such that he had no doubt that safer meant what he said. And if the words don't fit, the words fit. You make the words fit.
Or sometimes Moses didn't really care also.
I understand, but it's not what he said. He said this, that's not what the Sefer meant. The Sefer meant this. Right? So you read this, I say the Chazanish all the time. The Chazanish will push it, will read a pshat into whatever, you know, Rishon, whatever it is, and you look at it there, you punch it like you're like wow, you know, it's like magic. But the Chazanish is like adamant. Says, pray about, I said, I'm a rabbi. Like, and I mentioned the Rambam, and he laughed. He said, "Yeah, we had all time."
Like, what's the nukud? The nukud is because you don't really care about what the Rishonim say.
No, no.
You really think the Rishonim really meant that?
Yeah. There's that. The challenge which we have is, you know, I saw my Rebbeim. And I saw how, like, he writes in the Rogue, the Kun of the Vados of the Tamachach. You know, when you learn something 1,000 times, you're about a Yerusha. And if the reason is not like that, he didn't mean that. And I'll figure out how it fits, but that's not the Gaya. I'm telling you, that's not the reason meant also. That's it. I have a doubt about it. You have a doubt about it? That's your problem. But I have a doubt about it. How does it fit the words? We'll figure it out. Their clarity of understanding was so clear to them. You know, they had harbored on this. They worked on it. The Chabad Chaim writes in some of the things over there. Some of the things of Chabad Chaim in his Diyukim in the Rebbeinu Yonah are not. He says, I worked on some of these things for one din. He says, could be for weeks. Whatever that means, right? Like, he's creating a whole new Shulchan Aruch, and he says he's working. And you're like, nah, I don't see the heck of it. The terrorist is, you know, eyes in your head, whatever's good for you. Like, you know, like, so Rabbi gave me a good muscle. I gave up the whole story. Since, you know, once there was a shiloh about the mismasis, a trephus in the liver, so that there's a certain it becomes liquefied a little bit inside. It's not as solid as it's supposed to be. So you tell it by looking at it, etc. Good kids. So they cop the shiloh. There's an alta. There's an old dayan there, and they're living in this in the shtetl over there. The Rebbe heard the mice from the person it happened with, and who was blind.
The dying was blind.
Right? Was like, they brought it to him. And they told him, "Shalom, he says, look, give a hair. He touches his dad. You know, and they cop. You know, he's touched thousands of livers in his lifetime. He knows what it feels like. He knows what it feels like with the dream. Right, so you could sit and play 75 times over whether it fits into the description of the shach or not. But I have the feel already. So they had the feel of what it means of Pshat Gemara. This is the Pshat Gemara. I have the feel. And that doesn't have the feel of Pshat Gemara. And if you don't get caught, that's your problem.
Oh, how are you allowed to have this something? I just learned the sugi just Gemara just now. Tysus takes the whole sugi. The words say one thing and Tysus says something else. But how could you do that? What are actually thinking? What are the people thinking?
What am I supposed to tell you? I can't describe it to you, but I saw it so many times. The one thing I did see was, I remember one time Rashi Rukhaim set up shots in Shiva, and it was so like. So I argued with him. Finally, he got upset. And he started throwing shots at me. He took him and he started throwing this door and that door. Remember, he was such a throwing all. He's pulling all of shots at me, throwing it at me. And, you know, we're having a conversation. Like, you know, I'm telling you, you see 97 Gemaras was lined up this way, and this one doesn't fit. There's something more, and this is something more. I'll admit it. We'll figure it out. But I have enough knowledge of all those shots to tell you this is what it is. End the conversation. Like, leave me alone. He was upset. He was like upset. But he started throwing shots at me. It was awesome to see. He was upset. You know.
So there's another way of reading the Gemara that.
So you'll figure this one out also. Uh-huh. You know what? So I said, Ramosha's clarity, understanding. Rishuli first told me the sugi was at Sugi and Bishul. He says Rishuli first is one of the biggest places in the country right now. He says he learned Bishul 2 storim a day for 6 months. That's how much time he spent learning Bishul. He got on the plane, he flew to New York to sit with the Rebbe through Mijab, you know, discuss all the Vishailas and cases and all the Shemesh, etc. He came back and said, you know what? Start over again. Another 6 months. He says, Rebbe sleep time. He had no shaykh. He didn't get like to the world. Like, Rebbe is writing a shul about the dinim of what to get Rebbe Shul and Shabbos is. Like, you're telling me that he says, this one's a shul about. That's what meant. You don't see it? I can't help you. You know, that was the clarity of the head. Like, they had this. So you sit next to them. It's great for your guidance. like, you know, see the example like this, and they don't see, and I get it. That's one attitude, you know, or like, push out of eyes. So like, you know, it's like, you know, it's like the ant is having a fight with the lion, you know, like, you know, and the ant says, hey, you're an idiot. So it's good for the guy.